Episode 25?
My name is Cove.
Ed.
What?
What episode is this? 25?
28.
Oh, dude, almost 30. I'm going to roll an old-fashioned joint today with no filter.
Is that, what is that? Does it have mashed bitters in it and a cherry and some, I don't know what else is in an old-fashioned?
Orange?
Orange bitters,
orange,
right?
Or like a...
I am not the cocktail maker, let me tell you.
I used to be a bartender, but...
Not the fancy stuff for me.
I would never have to make that shit.
Because I always worked, like, events for bartending.
Yeah,
so it's like quick pours. Yeah,
and...
exactly. Wine, beer,
yep.
Get it over with. Get out of here.
Well, yeah.
Wine, beer, or get out of here.
Exactly. Wine, beer, get out of here. That should be a fucking name of a bar.
Right? There's another idea. That's all we do on this podcast is
come
up with ideas. Should have put like a little hole right here.
That'd be hilarious.
Like a hole here for that, and then just like tiny holes
to blow it out.
To blow it out, percolate.
All right, episode 28. Welcome. 28 weeks later, and we're here.
We've talked about that movie before,
yeah,
on this this here show. Ah, these things are really hard to wear. Like, or to be pulling down and smoking with.
Right, but think about it. So that means in 28 weeks later, at the start of that movie, the zombie apocalypse was as long as from the start of our podcast.
Yeah.
So how that feels like a long... I feel like you do a lot in that time.
Wow.
28 weeks doesn't sound like that much. But
wow, they lived with zombies for that long
for that
in
long.
That period?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at us. We look older already, like...
Go back
time.
To episode one. We looked a lot younger.
Yeah, what is that?
Lots happened.
August?
I think so.
And now it's March, and we're amongst COVID-19.
And episode three in here?
Third episode in here, yeah. Third episode of the new studio, which we wanted to touch on this paint thing. I don't even know what it is. I think it's printed. I think it's like printed on holographic stuff, but... That was a good job. I dropped the joint.
I was trying to be cool and use
it,
hit
it
out of the bong.
That's
a little COVID trick for y'all.
Yeah, COVID
passing
trick.
Your friends.
That's the COVID tip of the day for smokers. Smoke the joint out of the bong, out of your own bong. But yeah, this back behind us was a gift actually from Tommy to us. He didn't give us a lot of information on it. I don't know when exactly it's from or who it's by. So if you happen to watch this podcast and you made this, shout out you.
What?
The
oh, the
payment.
Art?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a gift actually from Tommy to Dank City. To
yeah.
Us. Yeah.
I don't know. We probably should get that appraised.
Right.
And get the price tag sticker on it just to have
just
it on the wall. I love when that shit is like... Like at fucking Dan Super Subs.
Do they have the...
Well, they just have memorabilia,
yeah,
and they have the tags on it, and it's like they're all faded from the sun because they're from the 90s. It's like a signed autographed picture of Mario Andretti, and you're like, that's rad, but why is it all discolored and desaturated?
Yeah, right.
And is that still the same original signature? Did you go back over it with a Sharpie?
Is it a photocopy of
a
photocopy?
I almost hit this with my own lips. There's nothing wrong with either one of us. I'm just doing
yeah.
it for the comments on the...
Yeah,
the awareness.
Yeah, yeah. If you care, the Chris and Woody update. I feel great. I'm not sick. I don't know. I mean, I guess you can carry it and you don't even know. So I can't say I know. But I feel great. I'm staying inside, staying away, watching movies, working. We're working from home.
Need a roach clip for this idea.
We do have a roach clip from King Bomb. Shout out King Bomb.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, but But yeah, I'm good. Chris, how are you? Healthy?
Healthy. Staying busy. You know, with this rain, my sinuses definitely have their days where I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to sneeze. Don't sneeze anywhere. But I really haven't gone anywhere where anybody would be like, oh my God, he's sneezing.
Yeah.
So it's like staying in your own just bubble constantly.
Yeah.
And it's not to like, not that I don't care what other people are doing, but there's just so much other stuff going on that you just kind of forgot what other people are doing. And
yeah,
since we're working through during this time, it's like everybody else is caught up and searching the internet and knows what's on, like what's going on. Like, I don't have a clue right now.
We're out here trying to produce shit for you guys to watch out here under this quarantine.
Yeah, we've been doing something different lately. Yeah. We got some different videos coming out that's for a different feed. I don't know. We'll kind of break that later, but just something different.
Yeah, we're doing some different stuff. We have another Quarantine Chronicle coming out with Tommy eventually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we put out the one where we went to his house.
That's right.
Yeah, we put that out on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, so.
I know. I've lost track of time. Like, everything is so not on our regular schedule, right. So this episode, like, usually we record Monday nights.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Latest Tuesday. It's Thursday already, so, you know, this will be out this weekend, I hope. We put out an episode where we went to Tommy's.
And dropped off some surprises.
And you could see in the video, like, people are scared.
Tommy's
standing
down
in the background.
Yeah.
It was funny, like, to observe it all from the balcony. And then, like, his mood changed from the balcony to the front door. And just to show you, like, everybody is taking it serious.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I knew. I was like, okay, like.
Everyone gets a little tense when they're around people right now. But it is serious.
This helps
release
the tensity, I guess.
Yeah, I got this. Like, I got my bandana.
You know, if this wasn't going on and you were walking around with a bandana over your face, people would just definitely be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, call the cops on me.
Yeah, or like, I got a suspect burglar in my house right now.
Right, especially if I walked into like a Ralph's or like a CVS. They're calling the cops on you 100%. They're watching you. But now it's like, I can walk in there, gloves, sunglasses, goggles, bandana, you can't see my face.
That'll be interesting for future crime. Like, how are they going to identify suspects from now on? Everybody's got the things to prevent you from being identified.
That's a good point.
Right. Or speeding. I see a lot of people driving now. What's to say, like, if I ran through a red light and they got me on one of those photo ones, what's to say if I'm looking like this? That's not me. Obviously, I pushed my hair.
Yeah.
Or something. That's not me. I rented my car out on Turo today.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. These are crazy ideas.
The world's
future.
Gonna change. I saw something today where I was like, if it was like one of those like heavy quarantine things, like people trying to push that agenda, and it was like 90%. If 90% of people are quarantined, like this much damage will happen. 80 and 60, and we're at 30 or some shit. So. I don't know what's going to happen after this.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
It's the most bizarre time. Nobody has an answer, and everybody's lying about how, you know, Trump's lying about when he found out about it.
Yeah.
And here we are. Everybody's dealing with it. Just, you know, a given situation. We got more people on unemployment than ever before, or at least in the last, like, 11 years or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad because you can't really help everybody. And, you know, you see a lot of the side project we're working on where I have to research influencers. And it's kind of sad to read the comments for the influencers now, because the comments are like, please help me, or like reaching out to like these people that are already showing themselves having this life and blah, blah, blah. And they have to, you know, the influencers are having a hard time creating new content. And so they're reflecting on stuff they already have. And I don't know if that's what people want to see or whatnot, but it's a sad time because you can't really live your life. Everybody's walking on some type of glass right now in a weird way. But I just noticed it today in some comments of like, I was like, oh, that's hard to read. I can't imagine having people reaching out and like being like, help me out. Like, people know by watching this show, we don't have that kind of money to be like Mr. Beast is who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, it's amazing what he does, but he can't help everybody.
Exactly. And that's the hardest part, because if you're asking for help and he helps someone else, often people feel a type of way. But it's like, you got to just appreciate that the man's helping.
Yeah, and it sucks because he's like, well, I did this giveaway and I helped, you know, these 10 people. But then there's like 100 other comments like, why not just help me? Like, you could have divvied up the prize. Like, well, that's not his game, like, to help everybody.
And
like,
at the end of the day, it's his help that he's giving out.
Yeah.
So it's like, he can use his help
however he wants. But see, that's the hard part is like, I mean, not everyone even knows who he is. It's not like he's going to be on the news for either side of it, whether the good or the bad of it. But I'm just saying, it's noticeable little things starting to pick up every week.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, it's week 4. Like, a lot of people haven't been working, and you know, there's a lot of people still posting like, man, wish I could be back in the Bahamas, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yeah, I don't, yeah, I mean, a lot of us wish a lot of things right
yeah.
now. So it's one of those things, social media awareness, not just social awareness anymore. You got to be aware of the times we're in, of how many people are hurting and suffering. So, but yeah.
There are a lot of people helping, though. I've seen lot, like a lot of, like, rappers and celebrities donating masks to hospitals. Or, I was with Andy Ruiz yesterday, and he was talking about doing something for the healthcare providers and healthcare industry. So
that'd be dope.
There is some light.
That's the hard part, is they're not going to get a vacation for a while.
Nope.
Even when this is calmed down, like, they still have to be aware, or, you know, they can't just go on a vacation somewhere
and
start traveling again.
9 million other things that go on in a hospital that aren't coronavirus that are still going on right now. And, like, they just got to get right back to it.
I started thinking about some crazy shit for the future. We talked about how Joe Rogan talked about the future of air travel, having temperature checks, whatnot, before
to get on the plane.
I'd mentioned it to my dad, and he's like, are you crazy? I'm like, no, I mean, that's a legit, like, he's like, uh-uh. I'm like, yeah, but that's what everybody said before 9/11, that, like, I'm not going to go through that much security.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to take my shoes off.
Yeah,
and
like, in fact, there's
still
a Seinfeld episode I watched not that long ago, because, you know, I'm still on my Seinfeld shit. Even if I already watched all 9 seasons, I restarted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's an episode where he goes through a metal detector, and it's obviously in the 90s, pre-9/11, and he's, like, just, you know, not mortified, what's the word, just, like, shocked, like, why, he's, like, has his arms out, his shoes off, and the metal detector and everything, and he's, like, looking at the crowd behind him, he's like, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, he says, like, I applaud you, but, because for putting up with him for that long, but I'm like, you know, those are jokes, but now that's normal.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Hundreds of people go through that type of check a day, so for you, what you mentioned to me about the thermometer,
it's
mind-blowing.
Yeah, and they did it anyway. They were doing it for the corona shit, so I was like, why not keep doing it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, airports, remember, you could used to be able to go to the terminals without a ticket.
Yeah, you could smoke on an airplane at one point.
That's dope. That's dope. That's my one. I dream about smoking on an airplane.
I wonder why they, like, all, I mean, other than health reasons, like, was there ever, like, a, like, oh my God, this could explode if we smoke in here?
No, I don't think so.
It's not like that.
I think it's more so, like, it's an air refiltration system.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're smoking in there.
And remember, like, the scares they used to tell you about using your phone on the airplane? Like,
yeah.
Using your
phone.
That
was the biggest bullshit ever. Like, yo, like, why does it have to be off while we take off? And they'd always be like, oh, the radar.
Yeah.
Like, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't do anything. Yeah. I've never understood. It's all just things they have to say, like, being a parent. Like, it's just bad for you.
Yeah, right. I'm straight up say, I don't even turn my phone off anymore.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I haven't flown in a long time. And that's not because I'm scared or anything like that. I just haven't had nowhere to fly.
Yeah.
Haven't had time off to fly. But the other thing I started thinking about, because I watched Molly's Game this weekend.
Oh, I started that movie, but I've seen it already.
Yeah, I knew you had seen it because you had told me who it was about, and I was, like, picturing him the whole time as Tobey Maguire being Michael Cera's character.
Yeah. Wait, I think Michael Cera might be Michael Cera in it.
I Googled it, and it says, like,
he plays Tobey
Maguire.
Okay, cool.
Because he's the green screen actor.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, but, like, the girl refers to him as, like, green screen prick or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
which,
like,
is Spider-Man.
It was an action movie, and it was at that time was, like, Spider-Man was, like, the only thing out or something like that. And there's other people that can confirm it or whatever. But I started thinking about, like, what are casinos going to do now? Like, wash the chips at night?
And the money?
Or, the money
it's all
exchange.
Cash.
The slot machines, is it going to be, like, a gym now where they have the wipe downs? Like, once you're done with the machine, go over and get your little.
I bet it just
moist towelette.
They just maybe more access to sanitization.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to
everywhere.
Have the pumps
everywhere.
You're gonna have to have something, but yeah,
they do
chips and casinos, and I mean,
even like the actual like table, like just
yeah,
you sit down.
Is the dealer
gonna
have to wipe it down every
right?
time somebody leaves now?
Is it gonna be different surfaces now?
Prices in Vegas already went up before all this, with like hotel the resort tax fee.
Yeah.
And that's because of the new stadium. So every hotel had to contribute a tax for the new stadium.
Oh, to help build it, right?
Yeah. So that's why all our hotel prices went up. So it's like, now the prices are really going to be up. And if they have to hire more manpower to like help with this sanitation issue.
The prices
issue.
Will go even more up.
The thing about the pool scene, how
dude,
that's going to change.
Those pools are nasty.
Because you're using, like, the same towels over and over.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man.
Hopefully
there's
just
so
stop.
Much to think about now.
Yeah, hopefully they just stop throwing Vegas pool party, day parties.
Yeah, I mean, someone's going to have to do a real inspection on those once they start popping again and see how much are we at risk being here. Even if you're, well, I guess after the pool parties, is it the same pool usually that the public would use on like an off season? Or like
that's a good question.
During the day?
Like, I hope not. I really hope not.
Yeah. Like
I think
families,
it's always party.
I think there's
there.
Always a different children and family pool. Then.
Which is probably even nastier.
Ugh.
But people are fucking in the other in the Vegas part the pools.
I went to when I was in Vegas when we went to that animal exhibit at the Mirage and we went to go see the tigers and shit. On your way to the ticket window is the same walkway to the adult pool at the Mirage. And I saw this dude all hyped to like, I mean, we were there midday at the zoo. So I saw this dude, but it gets confusing. And even I was wondering, like, this guy definitely doesn't look like he's dressed up to go see some animals. And I'm like, where the hell is this guy going? And he's like looking around, right? And then right before, like, you get to like where, like you're on the walkway and then all of a sudden, you know, if on a busy day they would have the lions snake through and then they put the little ropes up and right when you get to those it splits off to the right to go to the adult pool. That's where I figured out where the adult pool was, and I'm like, how bizarre would it be that like on a hot summer day and like it's crowded and all these families are there with their kids and you're just like going out with your wife or your friend, I don't know, whoever you're with to go to the adult pool. Obviously it's the topless pool and all that.
Yeah.
I saw like older dudes in robes just like getting ready to like go and like I just saw nothing but dudes getting ready to go to this thing.
Creepy old ass man, huh?
That pool, those pools
are nasty.
Are gonna be nasty.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I don't even know how big they are. I've never even been to one. But
no, hell no.
When I told Dina, I was like, that guy's going to an adult pool over there. I didn't know they had that. And she was like, yeah. She's like, I've never been to one either, but
they're just straight up like topless and
stuff. Yeah, I guess so. You just go there.
So there's like the party pool, the kid pool, and then the adult pool.
And the adult pool, I think, is only at certain hotels.
Gotcha.
But I don't know where, but that's the first time. Like, I have heard of them, and like maybe I knew there was one at the Mirage, but I certainly wasn't like, where's the adult pool? Like, I just stumbled on it because some other dude in front of me
was
looking
hyped
for
up
it
to go.
Before noon.
God, he's getting there early.
I was like, who is there?
Getting the best seats, goddamn.
On Valentine's weekend.
Maybe he was meeting someone there, hopefully.
Maybe.
Or invited someone there.
I definitely saw on our way out a couple looking at, like, the map, but the map they were looking at was for the zoo, and it doesn't really show you where the adult pool is, and I'm like, yeah, they're not looking for, like,
the
zoo's
tigers,
right there.
Yeah,
they know where that is.
They're looking
like,
for the pool.
Yeah, you could tell they were looking for the pool.
That's funny.
So would you go with your girlfriend to one of those pools? You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, no.
Because then everybody's watching.
Yeah, no, hell no.
You don't get it to yourself.
Yeah, that's a little weird. Yeah, no.
And then who's the lifeguard?
Everyone else.
Is there a lifeguard? That's like the best shift for him?
Right.
Like, or is that the worst shift to have? Does everybody talk about that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
dude,
shit.
Someone's got to write.
I'm on the adult pool today.
They got to write stories about the people who work at casinos. And the
That's
shit
what I'm
they've
saying.
Seen.
Oh, my gosh.
And the, like, oh. They probably, like, window washers I would love to hear from. And,
oh, yeah.
Because, like, I'm sure they've just seen some shit on
there
accident.
You go. Those guys, definitely have some stories. Probably some scary stories, too. Oh, my God. Imagine if something, like.
Imagine if you saw someone dead or, like. Get like you like walk like the scene in Scarface with the chainsaws.
Oh yeah!
But they did it. Well, imagine if they did that in a suite in like the Mirage, and they saw
he's
him
like lowering down.
He was like, "Oh my god!"
Oh man! But those windows are soundproof too, so you couldn't even like
you
yell
hear
to them. Hey!
Yeah,
hey!
And if they saw you, you would just be like, they know where you're going.
I guess it depends on the tint of the hotel on the outside too, because I never, you know. But yeah, that one of those guys would be awesome to talk
to. To hear from.
I wonder if those guys can just get high out there, or is it just too much to be on the side of a building?
I knew a guy who used to do it, and he smoked for sure. Yeah, he did it in like.
I couldn't. That's one job I could never do.
Really?
I should have my fear of heights wouldn't let me. I mean, you have to pay me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or underwater welding, like deep sea welding.
That's pretty sketchy. Yeah.
Those
guys get paid a lot.
Yeah, but big risk.
And it's hard.
Big risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think I don't know if I could. I know I could be on the platform to do it, but I don't know if I could like do the process of cleaning a window. Like, I think I'd freeze. I think I'd freeze up there.
No wonder they go so fast.
Yeah, because they're like,
hurry
up,
get
dude,
me the fuck
out of here.
And then when you look at certain hotels and it's like janky equipment, and you're like, I feel bad for that.
Yeah, have
guy.
You seen the ones where they sit in the ropes? Basically, it's not a platform. They just like ride down.
Oh
like,
man, I've
like
never
this.
Seen it in person, but I've seen it like. Oh,
My uncle was in Vegas, actually. Shit, this is very, very relevant. And he said he was, like, at a blackjack table, like, close to the door, and, like, heard, like, a fucking splat, like something hit the ground, and it was a window washer fell, yeah. Like, right in the lobby. Not in
dude.
The lobby, but out right out
yeah.
front. And he said you could hear it from in the casino.
Oh, dude, that's so gnarly.
Yeah, right? And then just back to gambling. Oh.
Speaking of casinos, did you watch Ozark season 3 yet?
No, I haven't seen season 2 either.
Oh, okay.
I gotta get on that.
Yeah. See, I'm only like 4 episodes deep on season 3 and I love it.
Yeah, apparently
they have the casino now.
Yeah, is that what they do in the season 2?
They're trying to get it approved.
And then
I'm so I forgot now because it's such a long storyline when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure season 2 ends with like the ribbon cutting ceremony or something like that. And then now they have it and it gets all into it. But
are they
yeah.
still involved with the cartel?
Yeah. And then watching it, I was thinking about like, look how dirty this place must be with germs everywhere and coronavirus. And that's what I was like, what are casinos going to do? Like disinfect the chips every hour? Like that can't be right.
Right.
And then again, like what is the cocktail waitress going to, you know,
wear
hand
gloves?
Me my drink with a fucking, yeah. Like, where is the straw? Where's that straw been this whole time?
Yeah,
like,
how can
yeah.
you trust people now? Like, even at yeah. restaurants, like, where'd that plate come from? Did you clean it properly? Like, everyone's going to be bringing their own utensils. Like,
yeah, and in the meantime, though, been home cooking all kinds of meals, and you're like, I'm totally capable of just being home now all the time and like,
yeah.
forgotten of what it's like to go out.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I forgot what it was like to grocery shop once a week. I missed it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Well, I just dread going now because it's such a process. So just luckily I live in Ventura County. I did read we're like the lowest county for cases and deaths in Southern California or whatever. But it's cool because people really aren't going to stores out where I live. So you
yeah.
can just go like in and out if you go like in my town, everything like it's not a super late town. So if you go towards the end of the night, like 8 o'clock. Definitely nobody in there
yeah.
getting groceries. You can do whatever you need to do. But yeah, so there's perks. You know, we're driving around like it's nothing from downtown LA to Woodland Hills in 20 minutes. 20 so
minutes,
it's
yeah.
like enjoy it
yeah.
if you can.
We were talking about the first day that we get on the interstate or the highway and that you're like going. Because you know that everyone in LA knows the feeling. You'll be driving, it'll be good. And then all of a sudden you'll see it stopped. The day that happens again. I'm gonna
know
we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'll be like, all right. It'll be the one day I'll be happy to sit in traffic because I'll be like, all right, we're back.
It has been kind of weird to just drive, zip around like that and not that many people out on the streets.
Nothing's open. It's weird seeing everything shut. Like,
yeah.
Shuttered, especially in Hollywood.
Yeah, oh, yeah. When we drove through there the other day, it was definitely weird to see everything shut and it's dark and rainy right now in LA. So it's definitely been
it.
A weird week
yeah.
and a sad week to see all the homeless on the streets.
Yeah.
But all the hotels should be open now for them.
Yeah.
If they find the right ones.
Because they passed that, right?
Yeah, I know this. I don't know the latest, but I did read that there was like 7,000 hotel rooms was the goal. And I think people just bunk up. But that's only like 14,000 people.
Yeah, and how many homeless people are? Probably, I would say there's probably like...
A million?
Yeah.
2 million? I mean, they're unaccounted for, technically.
Exactly. And they're everywhere.
Oh, this is going to be such a crazy year, man. And
yeah.
That's how bad, like 2019 was pretty bad and everybody was super looking forward to this year.
Yeah.
And like you even have a disease named from last year, COVID-19, to still make you like think of last year. But this year just isn't what everybody was expecting. Everybody was trying to get better and then we're just went backwards.
Yeah, it's a new,
positively wise. Obviously, yeah. There's still like plenty of time, but what a terrible first quarter.
Yeah, I think 2020 is eye-opening year, which is good because it's the start of the new century, right? Is that what 10 years is? Decade?
Decade.
Century, no. But decade.
Yeah, decade.
And it's where, you know, we're going, it's Q1 of this century. So it's like, I think this is going to teach us where we do wrong, both in humanity and just in a lot of things, like business. Like, hopefully it doesn't go overboard, but this is, yeah. Hopefully this is just like a opening of the curtain to reality for a lot of people. Because, like, me and you aren't scared because we know what it is and we know how to, like, because we're logical people. But the people who are blind to a lot of shit, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whether it be problems not even revolved to health, I think this virus has opened those blinds to see it.
Yeah.
So hopefully people will come back with some clarity, maybe some understanding, and a new way of life. But who knows? Because it's gonna be like everybody trying to figure it out together again, which might be a good thing after this, you know? Trying to figure out how to live in this new world after this pandemic.
Capacities will be probably lower on a lot of things.
Or more waivers. Because what if it's now it's a waiver? Like, okay, if you're going to enter this room, then like, you get to some virus, bro. Like, it's not our fault.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Like, who knows? But,
man.
Put your head down. Watch some movies. And, yeah, keep getting high.
Be creative.
Be creative.
Do something.
Yeah. You'll be all right. And I know a lot of people are hurting for money right now. And I feel.
Yeah, what's the latest with those checks?
I think, yeah, you got to do your taxes for either 2018, 2019, I think, if you've done your taxes from this year or last year.
They say when those are coming in. I could use that.
Yeah, right. But, no, yeah, we feel for you guys. Luckily, me and Chris are able to work, but we're here to keep the content coming. But I did watch a good movie.
What movie did
you watch? The Gentleman. Our Gentleman.
Oh, yeah. I've been wanting to see that, too.
That movie is legendary, dude. All right. So good. And it makes me wonder.
All-star cast?
Yeah. Okay, so remember how we were talking about, I don't remember what actor. Oh, Mark Wahlberg, how he always has, like, the same character.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey doesn't necessarily always have the same character, but he has to always be the coolest dude in the movie.
Well, yeah, it's in the contract.
Yeah, it's definitely in his contract because he is the coolest dude in this fucking movie. And he is a weed fucking, weed kingpin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it's about?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's like a Hugh Grant. Basically, it's like Hugh Grant goes to Matthew McConaughey's, right-hand man, and Hugh Grant's like this guy who has all this information and he's gonna like share it to like this newspaper or he wants $20 million or something to not from them, and then it's him telling the like right-hand man everything, which is the story of everything which everyone's in, and then like it's dope because 3/4 of the way that's over, but it keeps going, so it's like a super long setup and then like a dope reality part of it.
Damn, it's on my list. On my,
it's good.
My,
I would say it's the best.
My legal box.
Yeah, it's my favorite so far that I've watched in 2020.
Okay.
It was,
I'll watch that
sick
one.
And it's just super well shot. I didn't. Why is Matthew McConaughey so weed associated?
I don't know.
Just
because Moondog, and then yeah.
But he doesn't even smoke that much, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so. Or maybe
but
he does behind
G.
the scenes, and he's good at keeping it low. But
yeah.
But then again, I mean, he's. I mean, maybe he's just typecasted for that, cause, and then people utilize him as breaking the stereotype or like, hey, he's so likable.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, a lot of people might like him that don't like weed, and like, if they put those two together, like, they could start breaking the stereotype, and since he's so likable. I mean, I just saw him the other day pop up on TV in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, yeah, the classic.
Yeah, and it's like,
he's got to be one of
the. And then you see him
actors.
In Moondog, but it's like the same people that watch that movie will watch him. If,
and then you see him
put in front of him.
Fucking Interstellar.
I still haven't seen that.
That's a good one.
I know
one.
What it is. But
that's
yeah.
a good one. And then he goes, let's see. I'm trying to think of all the Matthew McConaughey movies. Because he's a legend. He may be my favorite actor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's dope.
I mean, he's.
Reign of Fire.
He's in that?
Yes,
I've
bro.
Never seen
that
movie's
so good.
He's like America's sweetheart. You know what I mean? For acting.
Yeah,
because he's
definitely.
Got the accent.
He's from Texas.
Texas.
Or he lives in Texas.
Yeah. I think he's from Texas because he always goes to the University of Texas football games.
And he's from he lives in Austin.
Is it this or is it this?
This. The Longhorns?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's LA. Or no, that's Hawaii, I should say. No, I don't know.
But yeah, I love him too. I mean, there's very, I mean, I've seen a lot of his movies. I don't want to go too far into that list of movies, but he's got a lot and he's going to do a lot. And he has, you know what his production company's called?
What?
JKL, Just Keep Living.
Yeah, because
that's like his quote. That's his, like, thing. That's his shit.
And he's a creative director for Wild Turkey, which is super dope.
Yeah.
But another movie I watched was the fucking Dave Chappelle and Norm Macdonald.
What movie's that?
I don't know. I was hoping you would remember the name.
I don't remember that.
It's
one.
About Norm Macdonald is a butler. And then Dave Chappelle's like his best friend, and then they go to take the girl, because the person is rich as shit he's a butler for, steal her cat for ransom, but the cat bites him, and blood goes everywhere and shit. And
what
the
year was this?
I don't know, dude. It's so good.
I've never seen this
but
movie
then
or heard about
the
it.
The cat gets away, and then they end up
this
thinking.
It's got to be like a stoner flick, right?
It is. It's
really, oh, okay. Yeah, like, it's not like recent, right?
No, it's in the 90s.
Damn, this is a deep find, Woody. I like this. Enlighten me. What's it called?
I'm looking it up
right now. Oh. And it's Chappelle and Norm Macdonald?
Yeah, it is Screwed. It's called Screwed.
Screwed.
A chauffeur kidnaps his rich boss's dog to hold it for ransom, but when she accidentally gets the dog back, she thinks it's the chauffeur who's been kidnapped.
Huh.
And it's actually pretty fucking funny. Because Norm Macdonald's hilarious, but David DeVito's in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, 2000. Yeah. The year 2000.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It is hilarious.
I don't know who the other people are, but yeah, no. Chappelle, Danny DeVito, and Norm Macdonald. That's a hell of a cast.
Yeah.
Two different. It lost $3 million.
Yeah.
But hey, that's a deep
who
find,
wrote it?
Dude. I don't know. I don't even recognize the director's names.
I think it's on Netflix right
is
now.
It?
I think I watched it on Netflix, yeah.
Oh, no shit. Let me see. Well, it's on YouTube for $3.99.
There you go. But yeah, I highly recommend
Screwed.
Watching that movie because it's actually pretty fucking funny.
Y'all heard it from here.
Screwed. Shout out Dave Chappelle.
It might be on there, yeah. It's PG-13, dark comedy. That's awesome.
And then what else is on Netflix is that Mark Twain shit that we were watching.
The award show one?
Watch that.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle's the man, man. It's cool seeing all those people that look at him at, because it's cool when you see legends. Like, to me, like, Mos Def is also a legend, common legend. And to hear them talk about Dave Chappelle as a legend is dope because it's cool relating to Common and Mos Def and other you know, people that I looked up to as legends, looking at him the same way I look as him.
Right.
Because he's the man. And I learned a lot. I forgot that he started so young at like 11, 12 Jeez. With his mom. Even younger, I think 9.
Damn.
It's dope. I highly
How
recommend watching it. What?
How old is he now?
Like 46.
Yeah, let me say. He's up there now.
He's going crazy. And yeah, I saw a scene in A Star Is Born. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I saw a scene. Not bad.
Did they show it in that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that one's on Netflix. I saw the thing for it.
I don't
think
I'll ever watch it. We'll see though. I don't think I'll ever watch A Star Is Born.
I liked it. It's a hard one to watch. I was trying to look for Chappelle. Oh, here we go. He is
47. I'm guessing.
46. Yeah. It'll be 47 this year in August.
What day?
August 24th.
Wow. Both Leos. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Leo. In the house.
He has... I didn't know he has 3 kids.
Yeah.
Ibrahim, Suleiman, Sonal.
Yeah, his wife's Filipino.
Right. Crazy. Well, I watched How to Fix a Drug Scandal.
Yeah, I gotta watch this still.
A lot of people have it. It's kind of overlooked. I think it's because Tiger King kind of, you know.
Which, did that new episode come out?
No, I think it'll be out in a couple weeks.
Got it.
There should be a bonus episode of Tiger King coming out. I don't know when, but apparently they interviewed him in jail, Joe Exotic.
Nah.
That should be interesting. A little follow-up.
Yeah.
But yeah, the... How to Fix a Drug Scandal, to me, was a little more eye-opening about what can affect everybody, whereas like this is animals and cats and whatnot and Tiger King, and that's a big deal, but like not everybody participates in that. Like I certainly have never gone and held a tiger. Yeah, I don't really have a desire to. One. Yeah, so I'm not like, and it's like it's cool to be aware of it, but you know, it's not directly affecting you.
Yeah.
But the this one I think affects everybody. Everybody's got a relative or yourself or know somebody, a friend that has had some drug charges, and no matter what state you're in. And this whole scandal was about two women in Massachusetts that worked in the crime lab that two separate crime labs. They don't know about each other, but they both got arrested within a month of each other when they were like investigating wrongdoing or wrong practices in the labs. And one was on drugs, one was not. They're both equally
guilty
at fault or guilty. And it affected thousands of people's lives that are in jail. Crazy. It's only four episodes. They're about an hour each, but really goes to show you how a lot of people are fucked. And then Woody and I were just talking about the jail systems now dealing with coronavirus is not good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a lot of people in jail that don't belong in jail. We all know that. Now this virus is sweeping them. But then when you see a documentary like this and how some people could be in there for wrong shit.
Well, yeah, when they shouldn't be.
So fucked up. And this doesn't even have anything to do with, like, police brutality or
drug dealers
or anything like that. This is like after you've already been arrested, booked, you're going to trial. The one person that can make or break your case, whether proving or not those drugs are real, is that crime lab scientist. And one woman was doing what they call dry labbing, where she takes one, like, well, we arrested this guy and he had this weed on him, and there's a bunch of other cases, and this is a separate case, and well, this weed looks like it's the same weed as that one, so I'm just going to get the test results from this one and just slap it on that one. They're both weed, and they're both guilty. Moving on, but she was doing that with, like, 10 cases and, like, coke charges and stuff like that and wrapping people up, and she was also involved with emailing the prosecutors, which is a big no-no. Like, it was just things where you're like, wow, and she was doing this for how long? Like, so
10 years, right?
10 years, something like that. Then the other one was using drugs since day one, like,
that's
on the
a
job.
Crazy one to me, that she was just in there doing meth.
Meth, all day long, droplets of meth, and smoking crack, and smoking meth, and every drug you could think of, she had access to, she was doing it, and again,
she went in on, like, LSD and shit.
Yeah, and yet she still did her work.
Yeah, that's what
and
that's
she doesn't remember
crazy
it.
Thing.
So that means that those cases, like,
who knows?
Who
and
knows?
A lot of them are probably small possession charges.
And they don't want to go back after a certain time period to fix any wrongdoing.
Yeah, and they don't
want to
expose the mistakes that they make.
No. And the only reason why it did get exposed is because the attorney general changed or something like that. And one of the lawyers in a losing case kept begging the new attorney general, like, to let me unravel some more stuff. And anyways, this is such a crazy doc, and I haven't really heard anybody talk about it. I've asked a lot of people if they saw it, and it's a little dry. It's not going to be as entertaining like Tiger King, but it's pretty fucked up to watch and, like, know, like, oh, shit. Like, and you learn a lot, too, about your rights and, you know, if you're wrapped up in any drug charges. Not judging our audience, but, hey, we're all smoking weed here, so I'm sure you're in a state. You might be listening in a state where
it's illegal still.
It's illegal still. Watch this documentary, you know, if you don't know a lot of your rights and whatnot or how your case could go. It's a great doc to have some knowledge if that ever happens to you in a pickle.
Hell yeah.
But man, it's fucked up.
Right.
But yeah. But yeah, that and Molly's Game were like my two like things.
Molly's
I Game's
good.
Molly's Game is so good.
Like, shout out Idris Elba.
I can't believe I never saw that movie. I didn't know it was
that
good.
That story is just crazy. I love those stories where you're just like so like whoa.
I knew right off. I had forgot. I knew who wrote it and I had forgotten. Then like 20 minutes into the movie, I already knew Sorkin was the writer because I could just tell the way he writes and whatever. But it's very like reading from diary.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
Oh yeah.
But it's good. It's super good if you're a poker player, a gambler, even if you're not. I think her story is incredible.
Yeah, she got wrapped up in
some
shit. Yeah, it's on Netflix right now.
And I don't know the attorney's name, but I really liked him, her attorney.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Oh, is that who you said? Sorry, yeah. I thought I heard you say that That's name. And I was like, I thought I saw that name on the credits, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
He's the man, dude. He has corona.
Oh shit!
Yeah, but he's doing okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's
that's
doing
right.
okay. Not no symptoms.
I'm trying to think of was there that movie really didn't have any other like
names in it besides other than Michael Cera being the role of Tobey Maguire.
Well, I guess the dude who played the guy who played her boss at the start.
I don't know who that is, but he looks familiar.
Wizard, you remember Wizards from in Waverly Place on Disney Channel? He was a Disney actor, that kid.
Oh.
Yeah, good for him.
But he's a dick in that movie.
Yeah, he is
which,
a dick. I but mean, he gets her into the industry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's
anyone else. That, which was, again, everybody like got mad that she was making money, but she was the one that was putting it together, so I don't get it.
Yeah, she deserved the money.
It just showed, and she did say she got sick of the greed, and it's like, I can imagine in that world, everybody gets greedy, but essentially, though, I love the fact that it's completely legal until you take a rake. You know what I mean? Like, everything she did was fine until she got spooked into, like, how big that one pot was, where it was, like, a $4 million pot, and she held out 2% to the dealer.
Which is illegal.
Completely illegal to start taking a rake. But everything else she did was fine. So,
how she was just making money off tips?
Yeah. People were tipping her, like, thousands of dollars a night just to put the game together.
Yeah.
And being like
the bank
account or the cashier account there, and because basically she would wire the money to whoever what you won when you cashed out.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, not to say she didn't do anything, but she always did something. So, she was basically being paid to be a glorified accountant, and then yeah, once but then she got that other girl involved to deal the hands. And that girl kept telling her over and over, you need to take a rake, you need to take a rake. And it was to protect her own ass. And I get that, but, like, how the fuck did all these guys just show up? And I guess it was you were all gambling on credit. But, man, that one guy that was that basically was the reason why she got brought down, that guy ended up only having $700 in his account. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, he was playing with millions of dollars.
And it's $700.
$700? How does that work?
Right, like, I have no idea. Unless he took it all out.
And, like, just like in Tiger King, like, Joe Exotic, he's like, well, I don't own any of that stuff. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I want to get approved for that kind of credit. Have an RV and fucking whole studio. And
right.
Just on credit. Reddit. Like, what did you do before that you got that kind of credit?
Right.
Like, that's insane to me. So there's that kind of credit, and then there's gambling credit. So basically that guy got in the game based on the fact that he just worked at a hedge fund.
Right, like, and then he got millions of dollars that weren't his money.
He was poly-scheming that, and then, which I don't even know who that character is based on in real life, but obviously if it's a big, not poly-scheme, Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
But yeah, that movie was crazy. Like I said, I thought about coronavirus in it because I was like, what are people going to do when you get all those chips now?
Yeah, and everyone's
going to wash your
them.
Own chips
yeah,
at the
right.
table or, you know, and then the dealer has to hold the card or deal the cards and everybody touches those cards.
Yeah.
There's only two decks usually. And what are you going to change the deck every fucking hand now? Like, you can't do that.
No.
So it's going to be very interesting. Are you required to wear gloves at the table now?
Interesting.
Or is it all? Yeah, I mean, you can't go digital. I mean, we are now, like my friends and I, but like, I miss playing like with the chips and like throwing the chips and like, that's the whole fun of it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Frustrating times.
Coronavirus.
Man. Coronavirus. I don't think I really saw anything else, man. I kind of. Kind of just been laying low.
Yeah, I've definitely been laying low.
I didn't want to give my full review on Ozark yet because I haven't finished it, so I'll wait on that. But yeah, that's what I started was that. And Masked Singer, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, they're still going?
Oh, yeah. I think they already filmed it.
Yeah, they must have.
The guy that got voted off last week was Rob Gronkowski.
How do they get these fucking people?
Gronk
man?
Was on it, dude. I knew from day one because he was on the first episode after the Super Bowl. And he's the tallest motherfucker out there.
Yeah.
You could tell the way he dances. Like,
that's Gronk.
And I could tell in his voice and from the clues. I was like, that's Gronk. But then he didn't come back till this. He's in the final nine. He made it to the next round. And he's the first one to get voted out of the second round.
That's
whatever.
Funny.
But yeah, it's been an entertaining show. I mean,
how many people are left?
Eight. But see, they mix. You know what's great is they mix up the there's a guest judge every episode. So it always like makes it kind of someone there to like joke around.
Mm-hmm.
I think like T-Pain was one. Will Arnett was one.
Well, T-Pain won the first season.
Right. So that's why it was cool to have him back, which I didn't see, but
yeah.
Like, they kept talking about it and showing it. And then who else was it? Oh, what's the guy's name that used to be on Community?
Joel
McHale.
Yeah.
He's on it. And he's buddies with Dr. Chang. Oh, what's his name?
Oh, Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong. Yeah, Ken Jeong.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, yeah. Ken Jeong. Yeah, yeah. I think. I'm pretty sure.
Check it.
Either way, he's one of the judges regularly. And when they had Joel McHale on there, they used to be on Community. So they were being pretty funny together.
Community's now on Netflix.
Is it? Yeah. I never actually did watch
it. It's good. I've
seen like parts. And
yeah, I watched it. It's a good series.
Like,
it's a really good
series.
I know
that like Donald Glover was like a star athlete, and like they, that's all I know. Like little things here and there, but
that's a good show. Yeah. That's a
Chevy Chase was in it for a little bit.
Yeah, Chevy. He's in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, now I gotta watch it.
Yeah, Joel McHale.
I'll probably watch it. I've watched a lot of Seinfeld, so I need to watch something.
Yeah,
else.
I gotta watch. I've been watching some random shit.
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I got 5 seasons in.
We watched a few episodes of that. And then I started watching, and I won't talk about all of it yet, but I started watching that, did I already talk about this? The horror movie that Tommy was in?
Yeah.
The
Did
Color
you finish it?
No, I never went back and finished it. I need to go back and finish it. But from what I saw, I was
stoked.
I was like, that's fucking Tommy. Right. Having more lines in a movie than like 20 years.
Yeah.
I think he had probably more lines than he had in like Half Baked, like as like a character where he's like. But yeah, from what I saw, I'm sure there's a whole half a movie to go. So I'll update you that next time. But the color in it with the purple they use and the pinks, everything
is
so fucking cool. Just wants you to just chill out and stare at that for a while. But yeah, man, that's pretty much it. I've been playing a lot of online poker or just hanging loose, watching stuff like that.
Did you see Dana White?
Canceled.
He's going to do them on a private island.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
I saw today he canceled the next event.
Oh, he ended up canceling it?
Yeah, it was an announcement today.
That's good because it was going
to... After saying it would go on.
Yeah, and then Khabib dropped out.
Yeah, yeah, they're canceling it. And then that would be cool if it was on a private island.
The island's still a thing. But yeah. Is there anything else?
Not really, man.
Cool.
Just kind of spreading positivity when I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try to... We'll try to do something special next episode. Because this is the... Yeah. I don't know why.
I mean, there's not a lot to talk about right now. You can't go do things.
Yeah.
And all you can talk about is the virus because that's on the TV all the time. I mean, we could talk about... I haven't watched the video yet, but apparently Woody Harrelson is a big advocate for the 5G tower conspiracy that started this shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently he's like, I haven't looked at the video, but apparently he's like 100% serious backer behind that theory.
Wow.
Which makes no sense. Like,
Joe
Rogan
obvious.
Posted that one thing about how many countries have it versus how many countries
don't.
Have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a weird time to be alive, man.
Yeah. But everyone, stay safe out there. Stay safe. Stay clean. Stay hygienic.
Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay hygienic.
And with that, that's episode 28. Peace.